So as we move on, we're going to get some tips. We're going to get some more insights on what's happening with, you know, fake news and why we need to really be on the lookout as we gather some insights from Seeker.com. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm not technically calling this into the future, although, you know, since I basically do into the future on Thursdays. I tell you what, since we're going to have a guest here this Thursday, and I won't be able to feature into the future on Thursday like we normally do. Today's Monday, but this is giving us a future look into what's in store. And I mean a future look. And again, it's something that a lot of folks may be really, really excited about. Excited in the sense that, oh yeah, bring it on. And then some other people will maybe become even worried as I share this with you. So this is our look into the future for this week. This Thursday, Jose Humphrey will be joining us to talk about why it is so important that as God leads, we have our leaders establishing churches where God wants those churches and then staying there in order to really be able to reach out to and minister to the people God wanted us to reach out to when he directed us, instructed us to plant the church where he told us to plant it. Jose Humphrey, he'll be talking with us from his book that deals with that very topic. So, excuse me, please. This Thursday, 1 p.m., of course, Eastern Time. And if for whatever the reason you're not able to be here with us when we're live, have no fear. You can go ahead and just take a listen by going to speakingwith.com and then clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And you can hear it that way. So, as we look into the future on this Monday afternoon, they want us to know that an explosion of fake news stories is being blamed for having tilted the presidential election toward Donald J. Trump. It's not just what was happening with the computers. Fake news was being given out. And as I said, a lot of the fake news was being put out there, just like Donald Trump said. But he wanted everyone to think the fake news is news that was being put out to try to hurt him. There was enough fake news. In fact, they're calling it an explosion of fake news that was put out in enough volume that many people are saying that is what helped Donald Trump win the election. Recently at a Senate hearing on Russian hacking, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said that Russia's campaign included propaganda, disinformation, and fake news, and that those efforts were ongoing. According to false news articles shared by the millions over social media in 2016, Pope Francis backed Trump. How many of you heard that? That Pope Francis had announced his support of Donald Trump for president of the United States of America. That's one of the fake news articles that had been put out during the 2016 campaign. Another one, false news article. An FBI agent who was involved with Hillary Clinton's leaked emails was found dead in his apartment. See how they want to stir up again, working to bring out the worst that can be found in human beings. Another false news article. Clinton was a member of a child pedophile ring that operated out of the basement of a Washington, D.C. pizzeria. False news. Absolutely false. Ridiculously false. How many people fell for it, though? How many people heard it and then helped to spread it? Pablo Boskowski, studies media and technology at Northwestern University, and recently wrote a fascinating essay for Neiman Lab on fake news and the future of journalism. Again, this is our Into the Future look, our look into the future. You decide whether you are happy about this or troubled by it. Buskowski said that fake news is as old as true news. There's always been misinformation, but we have now an information infrastructure that is very different, with a scale and a scope that we haven't seen before. Nearly 1.2 billion people visit Facebook. Now, 1.2 billion. Would you say that 1.2 billion visit Facebook each year, each month? Would you say each quarter? Every quarter, 1.2 billion people are visiting Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, would you believe 1.2 billion people visit Facebook every single day? Every day, 1.2 billion. 65% of adults say they access news through social media. Studies show that false news stories are shared on Facebook at the same rate as true news, making it increasingly difficult for the average citizen to separate fact from fiction. And what I'm going to share with you is going to make it clear that it's going to become even more difficult to separate fact from fiction. Very, very, very difficult. A team of young German and American researchers have demonstrated a mind-blowing real-time motion capture technology that can transform any world leader into a virtual puppet. The real-time motion capture technology can just, well, stay with me. The experimental software transfers facial expressions from any actor's face into video clips of political figures like Trump and Vladimir Putin. Did you catch it? Experimental software that transfers facial expressions from any actor's face. So you have this person who wants to play the part of Vladimir Putin, or like Donald Trump, or like President Barack Obama, or like whoever. Get an actor. Let that person be in place. The technology can transfer facial expressions from the actor's face to video clips of political figures like Trump and Vladimir Putin. In their paper about the photorealistic reenactment technology, the researchers don't mention fake news. In fact, the purpose of their work is to detect edits in videos in order to establish their credibility. Now, notice this now. They're coming up with some technology with good and lofty, noble goals. Again, they're coming up with this technology for the purpose of detecting where videos have been edited so that they can determine whether or not the videos are credible. They believe that the ability to faithfully reconstruct facial movements in real time will allow for on-the-fly dubbing of translated video clips to make the speaker's lips match their words. To make the speaker's lips match their words. Stay with me. Let's look into this a little bit more deeply in just a few.